your Locked On Sabres, your daily podcast on the Buffalo Sabres. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is the Locked On Sabres podcast. Joe DiBiase here on WGR. Not on WGR. You can hear me on WGR Sports Radio 550, 10 to 12, the Extra Point Show on weekdays, as well as the Nightcap, 7 to 8 o'clock on weeknights. But no, Locked On Sabres podcast. You can check us out on the Odyssey app, as well as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're getting your podcasts. You can find us as well as on YouTube, where we are now doing video portions of the podcast. You can see full episodes on our YouTube channel. Me and Jordan Hanskin have been doing some fun stuff with our Olympic projections for the 2022 Beijing Olympics. We did Canada, we did Russia, we did the United States of America, we did Sweden, although that will be dropped tomorrow. We put that off a day because big day for the Sabres here on Thursday. We had Kevin Adams speaking in the morning. We had Don Granato doing a press conference thereafter. Then we had the Sabres players hitting the ice. So, got some line combination stuff. The elephant in the room is coming. But we got some line combinations. We got Casey Mittelstadt centering Tage Thompson and Anders Bjork. We've got Zemgus Girgensons returning to the center position with Kyle Okposo on his right and Drake Krajula on his left. There is a line of players that, I kid you not, I thought was made up. Scarfo centering Franco and Picard. We know Matej Picard from his being drafted by the Sabres over the years of development camp, but who is Scarfo and who is Franco? This is what the Sabres are going to be this year. Guys you probably have not heard of that are going to play, that you might see. The second group of forwards that were rotating in, Dylan Cousins was centering Jeff Skinner on the left and Victor Olofsson on the right. I think that probably, as you saw today, was the Sabres' first line. The Mittelstadt, Thompson, Bjork line, probably their second line. So that's a look at the Sabres' top six, but it's going to be ugly. It is going to be ugly. Craig Anderson, Aaron Dell, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen will all be competing to be the starting goaltender for this team on opening night. The defense corps may be a little more clearer. We know about Colin Miller. We know Dahlin's going to be there. Joki Haru. The defense corps is a little more easy, but the forward group, Girgensons is returning to center, and Arttu Ruotsalainen is also returning to center after spending last year largely on the wing. After being a natural centerman over in Finland and with the Rochester Americans, it looks like Ruotsalainen is going to return to that position. And Cody Eakin was kind of an extra again, it seemed like, in their first practice. So maybe we're trending towards the Sabres' four centermen being Dylan Cousins, Casey Mittelstadt, Zemgus Girgensons, and Arttu Ruotsalainen. I think that's maybe what you're going to be looking at. Funny that Girgensons, he's back. Good for him. I liked Girgensons early on in his career especially. I think he's just kind of been swept up in the losing and the reputation that comes with it. But the last time this guy played center, he was an all-star. I'm just kidding. There's not a lot of reason for optimism. We'll be looking for the individuals, but this team's going to be bad. Very bad. The Athletic did some projections today, and they had the Sabres at like 72 points, but a 0% chance to make the playoffs. Like, they are not going to be good. But anyways, the big news from Thursday was from Kevin Adams when he announced that Jack Eichel will no longer be the captain of the Buffalo Sabres.
I spoke to Jack 2 days ago. I spoke to the team yesterday and addressed this. Jack Eichel is no longer the captain of the Buffalo Sabres. From our perspective and my perspective, I feel the captain is the heartbeat of your team. And we're in a situation from where we were in the past and where we are now that felt that we needed to address that and make that decision.
The Sabres have stripped Jack Eichel of his captaincy. This is obvious. We all saw this coming. Nobody was surprised by this. Maybe you were a little surprised by the way in which they did it. Now, Adam said there he spoke to Eichel a couple of days ago. You very easily could have just sent a tweet out, send a public release out that, hey, Eichel's not going to be the captain. But Adams let it stew and let it wait until he was up in front of a podium and you had the quote, you had the comment. And to me, it was kind of a shot at Eichel. Maybe it wasn't intended, but maybe it was. I thought it was unnecessary. And I think Eichel's getting a raw deal. I think public opinion is starting, not that it matters in this situation, but it's starting to sway towards Jack. John Vogel of The Athletic wrote a great article on Thursday afternoon about, like, the Sabres are just dead wrong here. They're just dead wrong the way they are going about Eichel's exit from the organization. It seems as though they're operating as though they're bitter, as though they're upset, as though they're trying to stick it to Jack. And I don't think Don Granato's doing that. Don Granato was actually very, very, you know, not optimistic. What's the word I want here? He was pretty kind about his words about Eichel. That he was a great captain. He took it seriously. He was a great leader in the room. And he cared about it. Like, he deeply cared about that role. And that, like, this is good for him. Like, get that burden off his back. Like, Granato seemed to talk as though he was taking into account the feelings and the motivation of the player and not just the team and the organization. And I thought that was refreshing, because otherwise, look where we are. At the end of the day, we are at a stalemate. We are at a stalemate with this situation. The captaincy is just another reason to talk about it today. And with that now out of the way, we are really not going to have many more opportunities coming up to talk about this. I'm sure that might be a breath of fresh air for a lot of listeners and a lot of Sabre fans. It's, all right, let's get going with the season. Tell me how Dylan Cousins is doing. Tell me how Ruotsalainen looks at center. Tell me how Tage Thompson's doing. Mittelstadt, Dahlin, Joki Haru. Is Lukanen going to win the starting job? Tell me about these individuals. Tell me about Granato's system. That's what we're going to want to talk about. We're going to want to evaluate all of that within this upcoming season. And not belabor the Jack Eichel trade conversation and the surgery dispute and the captaincy and the future and what you get for him. A lot of fans are just worn out by that. And I get it. I'm worn out by it too. I guess I agree and disagree with the way the Sabres are going about it to very extreme ends. And what I mean by that is the way they've gone about the trade, they've been very shrewd. And I think that's the right way to approach it. I caught a lot of heat during the summer for saying, hey, if you don't have a mega offer on the table for Jack Eichel, you let it go into the season. You wait for next year. You wait until you get that offer or else you do not trade him. And I think a lot of people brought up precedent that doesn't happen. But I always countered, well, this is an unprecedented situation. This calls for unprecedented. No one is giving up their best prospect, let alone two. No one is giving up these incredibly high draft picks like Anaheim had with the third pick. It's not happening. You're getting O'Reilly offers. Your teams are trying to take advantage of you. They're using the surgery. They're using the injury. Yes, are there real concerns about his long-term health? Of course there is. But teams are using that to get Eichel for pennies on the dollar. And you cannot let that happen, because this trade could fast forward your development as an organization from a rebuild to a competitive team. And they might not be able to make that jump without the players they'll get in this trade. They've got some good prospects. They do not have elite prospects, and they don't have a lot of them. That's troublesome. Eichel, Reinhardt, Ristolainen, that was supposed to be my ticket. That was supposed to be my ticket for the next wave, the next core. And what do I have to show so far? I got Isaac Rosen under the Ristolainen deal. That was nice. That was good. But other than that, I got a second-tier goalie prospect in Devin Levy, who might even be the third best goalie prospect in the organization as he enters it. I got a mid-20s defenseman, spare part in Robert Hägg. I got a first-round pick that's probably going to be a very late first-round pick in next year's draft. And that's it. That's what I got to show because I haven't traded Eichel. But here's the thing. If you were just going to get someone else's Tage Thompson, if you're going to get someone else's third, fourth, fifth prospect, I'd rather not do it. What's the point? Because that's not going to make us feel better about the future of the organization. If the new Tage Thompson walks through the door for the 2021-22 season and he's not producing because he's not that good, because that's all anyone would give me, how is that going to make me feel better and how is that going to help my progress as an organization? No, the best path trade-wise is to let him sit on the roster for the year and try again next offseason with teams knowing, hey, the Sabres are not going to get dimed and nickeled. You know, you're not going to take advantage of them. I'm not saying that's going to work, but maybe it could. It'll at least let teams know you're serious about your request and that you're not moving off your price. At the very least, it'll do that. I still believe he needs to get back onto the ice, whether that is in the Olympics or whether that is for the Buffalo Sabres. I believe he needs to get back on the ice in some capacity to rebuild his value to that level, to get a team's number one prospect, if not even more than that. But how do you get to that point? How do you get to that point where he is back on the ice? You need a surgery, and that's where we are currently stalemated. We have other teams seemingly telling the Buffalo Sabres that they are not trading for Jack Eichel unless they are not trading for Jack Eichel in his current state. They're not giving proper value for Eichel when he needs a neck surgery. They want to see what's going to happen with that. So put them off to the side. Now I've got the Sabres, who again today reiterated, Kevin Adams reiterated today that they have the full confidence of their doctors and they are recommending the spinal fusion surgery and they are not moving off that position. Jack Eichel is not going to get the spinal fusion surgery. He's not. He is not going to, and Vogel, I thought, did a great job kind of formulating this into words in his piece at The Athletic, that Eichel, like, look what he's been convinced of. And I think it's not by some, you know, quack doctor that's running some experimental surgery. The artificial disc replacement surgery, which is being labeled by the Sabres and by the league maybe as an experimental surgery just because it's never been done on an NHL player, does not mean there is not a long history of this procedure. It's been performed on people for decades. And it's been performed on athletes at the NFL level, in the UFC, and in hockey. It just hasn't been done to NHL players. So because those college hockey players weren't in the NHL when they got the procedures, okay, I guess it's experimental. To me, that is flawed logic. And that's what the Sabres are basing their defense on. I'm gullible. I'm gullible, maybe Eichel is too. But I feel like I would also be easily convinced that the ADR, the artificial disc replacement, is the right surgery. Because fusion, I'm going to have that again in my 30s and maybe again in my 40s. And I'm going to have real questions about my long-term health, my long-term mobility when I'm an older man. That one comment that Eichel's doctor made on the Elliot Friedman podcast was jarring to me about, like, if Jack gets the fusion surgery, I mean, he might have trouble swallowing when he's older. He might have trouble playing with his grandkids. And again, that's not me saying that that's absolutely right. I don't know. But if Eichel has been convinced of that, let me tell you something. He is not getting that surgery. He is not getting the fusion surgery. He is getting the surgery that is one procedure, has a less than 5% rate of a second surgery, so he should be good after the one surgery. It maintains his mobility. It increases his flexibility in comparison to the fusion. And even just the cherry on top, it's a quicker timetable for return when you have it on the short term. He could play in the Olympics maybe if he gets it. That's just, again, that's a cherry on top. I can't imagine Eichel is ever going to come off his stance. I can't imagine Eichel is ever going to cave and get a fusion surgery that could impact, has a greater chance of impacting his long-term health. And while the Sabres have the right, and again, Vogel wrote this. The problem, and this is why sometimes I don't read or listen to other Sabre stuff before I do my podcast, because I don't want to just copy them. I want to have original thought. I have agreed with this, and I've been all in this camp. So while Vogel kind of put it into words in his article, like, I've kind of shared this opinion that the Sabres, just because they have the right, just because they have, according to the CBA, the final say on what procedure Eichel has, does not mean they should exercise it. I just don't see what the benefit of it is. What is the benefit of making Eichel wait? What is the benefit of staying with the fusion surgery and not allowing Jack to get the procedure he wants to get on his body? Not allowing Eichel to make his own decision with his own body. What's the benefit? Because I can tell you, the benefit of letting him get it would be, he gets back on the ice. We resolve the medical situation. He maybe is even in good enough spirits with the organization to play for them again to help rebuild his value so you can get the prospects you want. What is the downside? The downside is that the surgery goes wrong in some way and you lose an asset. But you've already lost value on the asset. You're already at that point. You're already at the low. You're already getting almost nothing for him. That's why I don't see the risk. And again, to reference Vogel's piece, who put it perfectly, that the Sabres are caring more about the player than they are about the person. They need to put the human being's rights ahead of their CBA rights. They need to let Jack do what he wants with his body for a serious injury, a serious surgery. They are going to have surgery on his spine, on his neck. This is not a sprained ankle. This is not a wrist surgery. This is not even a knee torn ACL. This is not none of that. This is his neck. And you're going to try to compel the guy to get a neck surgery he doesn't want? Are you kidding me? It's almost disgusting if you really think about it. I just think you got to let him have it. Who cares that you have the right to tell him? Or you have the right to do it. Because here's the thing. I don't think Eichel's getting it. You can't pin him down. You can't handcuff him to the table and make him go under the knife to get fusion surgery. So guess what? You know what we're all waiting for? We're all waiting for the Sabres to cave. And to me, the sooner they do it, the better. So you might as well just do it now. Do what's best for the organization. Don't let your pride, your ego get in the way. Because here's the thing, the organization doesn't have a lot of that right now league-wide anyway. So while you're down, don't worry about what other people are going to say about, oh, the Sabres caved. No, do right by the human being. While at the same time, doing what is best for you also. Getting this out of the way, getting it resolved, and getting him back on the ice. in some capacity so that you can trade him and we can move on with our lives and we can get something that will actually help us when we do move on. That's what the Sabres need to do. And again, sooner rather than later is going to be better. I'm starting to wonder, by the way, if Eichel will just go do it. What else is going to happen? If the Sabres don't blink and he really wants to play in the Olympics or he really wants to get on with his career and not waste multiple seasons on this, I don't think another team's going to blink. Someone's going to blink. Either another team is going to decide, all right, fine, we'll trade for him. Or Eichel is going to say, I'm going to get the fusion. I think that's the least likely of these three. And then the third is the Sabres cave. I think that is the most likely by a wide margin. But if none of those three things happen, I think Eichel just goes and gets it. Eichel just goes and gets the artificial disc replacement and says, all right, what do you want to do about it now? I got the surgery. You want to suspend me? Fine. You want to suspend me without pay? You want to take my signing bonuses away? You want to sue me? Do what you need to do. But I needed to get on with my life. And I needed to get on with my career. And I needed to fix my neck. While you were holding my career hostage, I needed to get on with it. So you do what you need to do within your rights of the CBA. But this is going to be better for you also. If I were Jack, I would even say that. Guess what? Now you're going to be able to trade me quicker. You're welcome. I wonder if that happens. That is, again, without knowing specifically what legally would come after that. But if I were Jack, that's what I'd do. Not lying. If I were Jack Eichel, I would get the surgery tomorrow. I would go play in the Olympics. It would help myself get traded, and I would get my career going again. And if I have to forfeit however many millions of dollars, now it's easy for me to say, someone who will never see anything near that type of money. But if I were, so again, it's hard for me to say, but if I were trading that amount of money to get my career back on track, I feel like it'd be worth it. All right, that is going to do it for us on today's podcast. We will have more line combination stuff. We'll have our opening night lineup draft that is in the works in the coming days as well. Just a lot of other stuff that's going on with Sabres training camp. Preseason starts in under a week, so that will be fun. A couple of sponsors I want to tell you about before we head out of here on the Locked On Sabres podcast. RockAuto.com, a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Podcast brought to you by DirecTV Stream. I want to tell you about a simple way, all the entertainment you love without the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings you live TV and on-demand favorites like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So stop waiting. Get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That is DirecTV.com. And finally, this episode is brought to you by BetOnline.ag, your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. But they got more than that. Basketball, boxing, your favorite Vegas casino games, hockey, of course. Don't wait to take advantage of all their amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. Go to BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.